Polls show that the war in Iraq is the single most important issue for voters this year, and that a majority of Americans disapprove of the way President Bush has handled it. But in military communities, support for the war and the president is stronger, as NPR's Adam Hochberg found in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
As the home of Fort Bragg, the nation's largest army post, Fayetteville has an indelible military culture. It's the kind of city where signs outside stores proclaim support for the troops, where just about anything that isn't painted army green is adorned in red, white, and blue. So in some ways, it's an unlikely place to find a politician like Democrat Larry Kissel, who wants American troops to leave Iraq.
Hey, how are you doing?
How you doing, sir?
My name's Larry Kissel.
My name's John.
John, I'm running for Congress this year.
Kissel is a school teacher and political newcomer. He's challenging Republican businessman Robin Hayes, who's seeking his fifth term in Congress. Among their many differences, Hayes backs President Bush's war strategy, while Kissel says U.S. troops should pull out by the end of next year.
You know, we had three missions: to look for weapons of mass destruction, and thank goodness there weren't any, to get rid of Saddam Hussein, and he's gone, and to give the people of Iraq a chance at democracy, which they have done. We have stayed beyond our missions, and it's time to start phasing the troops out.
A Newsweek poll found almost two-thirds of Americans support a timetable for U.S. withdrawal. But among military families here, the idea seems less popular. Voter Fred Jurette met Kissel at a weekend campaign stop, but Jurette, a former soldier who now works a civilian job on post, says a timetable would make the U.S. look weak.
I just don't think it's fair to the soldiers. I don't think it's fair to the Iraqi people, because, you know, then the insurgents or al-Qaeda or whoever would just say, okay, we're not going to do anything for the next 15 months, make it look like they won, and then we're just going to go hog wild and back to the way we used to be.
Jurette says he normally votes Republican, and that puts him in good company here. 2 years ago, both President Bush and Congressman Hayes carried this county. This year, many GOP supporters remain as enthusiastic as ever. Amber Quinn, whose husband now serves in Iraq, praises the way the president has managed the war.
I think he was ballsy, and I think he did what he had to do. And I've never spoken ill of our president. And if the Democrats go back to the way they were, then we're just going to end up doing a lot of butt-kissing. It's going to hurt us in the end, and it's going to get worse.
Men in uniform, Colonel Reeder, it is great to be under this tent.
In Fayetteville this week, Congressman Hayes appeared with Army leaders, standing under a tent to cut the ribbon at a military research center. And the congressman expressed optimism about the election. He's leading in most polls while outspending his opponent 4-1. And Hayes says voters here appreciate his unwavering support for the war.
A lady asked me the other night, if your son were asked to go to Iraq today, would you let him go? I said, I would go myself, and I would clearly let him go. It's critically important that we continue to support our troops, because they are winning, and they need our support to complete this victory.
War opponents concede they're in the minority at Fort Bragg, but say even here, skepticism is quietly growing. Anna Wyatt is working with peace groups in Fayetteville, while her husband attends Army Ranger School and prepares to leave for Iraq. Wyatt says she's met a number of military spouses lately with doubts about the war.
There's just a lot of frustration about why do we keep doing the same thing with no different results. You're sending my husband or you're extending him and nothing's changed. Why?
And do they make that extra step then and say, okay, I'm going to vote for Democrats on Election Day?
Absolutely. That's what I'm doing.
Wyatt says she's never voted Democratic before, but no longer can identify with the Republican Party. She says her husband also plans to vote for Democrats this year, though she guesses he'll be one of the few soldiers at Ranger School to do so. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.